Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
As promised, we need to talk about nutrition, and we want to understand what we eat affects our immunity as well as our cognitive function. Joining us on the line this morning is registered dietitian Shani Cohen. Shani, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. All good, thanks, and you?
Excellent, thank you. So we all read Men's Health. We know we've got to eat properly, but I don't think we really understand the impact that the food that we eat has both on our immunity and our cognitive function. Can you give us a sense of how important this is?
Absolutely. Food is almost as important as medicine, if not medicine itself. A strong immune system helps to keep a person healthy, and our immune system consists of organs, cells, tissues, and proteins, all of which are made up from food. So if you're providing your body with a healthy, balanced diet, it plays a vital role in staying well, especially at a time like now with COVID going on.
So what should we be eating, especially now, as you say? Well, it's not only COVID. It's the fact that we're heading into the winter season. We need to have decent immunity always. But what are the types of foods that we should be eating?
First and foremost, I always promote a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. And I always tell my patients, the more colorful the better, the brighter the better, and the more of a rainbow that you have on your plate, the better. So try not to eat only the green vegetables or only the orange vegetables or only the red vegetables. Try and eat a variety of different colors, because each color provides you with a different vitamin and mineral. So for example, the orange ones provide you with vitamin C, the red ones provide you with vitamin A, the purple ones provide you with vitamin K. So you can actually see why it's quite important to eat a variety of different fruits and vegetables. After fruits and vegetables, I always recommend eating lots of food sources rich in omega-3s. That can be like your oily fish, salmon, tuna, pilchards. Those will help to provide anti-inflammatory properties, so that if there is any inflammation or any diseases lurking around in the body, that should help to take care of it.
And do omega-3s help with cognitive function as well?
Absolutely. Omega-3s are absolutely vital in the brain function, because they provide the materials necessary for the membranes in the brain. So especially for kids, when their brains are developing, it's super important to include omega-3s in their diet at least once a day. In fact, I always recommend, to take care of this rather than include fatty fish like tuna or salmon or oily fish twice a week in your diet.
And what do you feel about supplements for kids?
Personally, I always take a food-first approach. So I always prefer that patients get all their nutrients from their diet.
Right.
But if there's some reason why they can't get their nutrients from their diet, perhaps they're fussy eaters or perhaps they might have a comorbidity, in that case, then it's possible to recommend a supplement for them.
So, and do you feel that the same about adults in terms of immunity, taking vitamin C, this type of thing? And obviously, this is your view. I get that. It's not medical advice. It is your view and your approach to diet and supplements.
Absolutely. If there is a reason why an individual might have increased requirements for specific nutrients, then definitely it could be quite difficult to meet just through their diet alone. But if an individual doesn't have any increased requirements and they're eating a well-balanced diet, there's no reason why they shouldn't get all their nutrients from food alone.
Are there signs to look out for if one of our kids or we are not getting some of our nutrients?
Absolutely, especially in kids. If they're struggling to concentrate in class, they're feeling sleepy, if they may be cranky. And you can also see physical signs like hair loss or...
oh, my God, I've got these all. I've got the cranky, I've got the hair loss, concentration issues. Oh, my word, what am I missing?
So it could be a variety of different things. Usually with the hair loss, it mostly pertains to protein and zinc and iron. So you're going to have to check out all those things in your diet.
Or just look at my lineage and my genetics, which could also be, but never mind that. So those are the things to look out for, concentration, irritability, hair loss, these types of things. If somebody's getting sick repeatedly with colds, I would imagine as well.
Exactly. All signs of a weakened immune system as well.
Right. Very, very interesting. How, as parents, because I know that this is one of the biggest challenges that people have. I know with our kids when they were young, it's exactly what you were saying about the colorful plates. I mean, there's some of our kids that only ate things in shades of cream. So it could be,
yeah.
or brown. So it could be schnitzel and mashed potatoes and anything that didn't have any texture or any value in terms of, you know, healthy vegetables. It's very, very difficult to get some kids to try different things and actually eating them.
Of course, I have parents phoning me every day, saying that they really are struggling to get a proper diet across to their kids just because they're fussy or because they're a little bit picky, and it is a completely normal thing. But at some point, it's also important to start encouraging kids to eat that variety. One way that I always encourage my parents or my patient parents to help their kids along to get a better variety in terms of their food is to actually get them involved in the cooking process. And not only you know, build a vegetable garden at home, build a herb garden at home. And by getting them involved in those processes, they're more willing to try new foods out because they were involved in it and they did it themselves. You're almost empowering them. So they become a lot more open and willing to try new things when they're involved in the process too.
Mm. I think that is a really, really great idea, is just pull them into the process, and then it's much, much more, it's much easier to get them to try something.
Exactly, they're excited to try something.
Yeah, I love that approach because I think it's such a positive approach rather than bleating on about why they need it. Because even as adults, we know these things in theory. That's what I was saying before. We know a lot of the stuff in theory, but it's a matter of actually doing it. And we need to take the same approach with our kids. We can't keep moaning at them about not eating vegetables. We've got to find the way to get them to do that in a positive, healthy way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's where we leave it, Shani Cohn. Fascinating conversation. Really, really interesting. And I really love your approach. Shani is a registered dietitian chatting to us this morning about the influence of our diet on our immune function as well as our brain activity.